You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser, here as always with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Tell the people, what are we talking about this week?
Well, we had the third highest call volume in 2022 last week from New York, New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. You guys hammered the phone line. So I have a feeling this week's going to trump it because rates have dropped. More information is hitting the streets. It's going to make you guys call 855-ON-RADIO. I brought you guys four new results, new reviews, articles in the news that's going to talk about home improvements. Think about this. If you guys could do home improvements, pay less on your mortgage, and upgrade the home, are you interested? What if you could cash out and pay off your debts, increase your credit scores, save an alarming amount of money? Are you interested? What if rates dropped the last 4 weeks? Is that going to make you dial 855-ON-RADIO? We have a lot to discuss, the benefits of a direct lender, less paperwork, why there's so much excitement for particular products. We got the top five. I mean, man, I wish this was longer than an hour. You guys know I love this stuff. So I really want you guys to pay attention. There's a lot of value right now. People are going to be distracted with the holidays. A lot of travel. A lot of money is going to get spent. A lot of people are going to hurt credit scores and rack up debt. But the good news is there's ways out. There's methods to save money. We're going to showcase a ton of benefit this week. The number for Network Capital, the lender in this equation, 855-ON-RADIO. Rates just dropped. It's time we strike. You're getting more bang from your for your buck today than you were the previous months. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO.
And you mentioned this, but CNN.com posting a story with the headline, Mortgage Rates Fall for the Fourth Week in a Row. And that makes me ask you a question. In your experience, because we're going to talk about credit card rates a little bit later on in the show and the average credit card interest rate in America today, but have you noticed people are fixated on a rate when it comes to their mortgage? A fraction of this, a little bit that, they're trying to time it. It's got to be rock bottom. But have you noticed that at the same time, people are sort of hazy and unclear on their credit card interest rate, but they are fixated on the mortgage rate? In other words, people really follow what mortgage rates are doing week to week, even if they're walking around with credit card debt at a very high interest rate, having no idea what that interest rate exactly is, if it's adjusting, et cetera. We all seem much more fixated on mortgage rates.
Well, 100%. People are just so infatuated with mortgage rates. But I can tell you this, what's been working very well for us. Okay, rates have dropped the last 4 weeks. We had one of the weeks where it was the biggest rate reduction since 1981. It's been so long that I wasn't even born. Another cool stat's been the last 2 weeks we've seen such rate reduction. It's been the best 2 weeks since 2008. So there's a lot of goodies, a lot of reasons why you guys are calling. A lot of people spent money, a lot of places hired people. So we've seen some rate reduction and it's a blessing. So I could tell you guys, people been lighting up the phones, 855-ON-RADIO. But here's what's really been working, okay? Some people don't really realize the true situation they're in. So I'm a stat guy. I'm a number guy. So we've been making the guys write down what your income is. We usually do the math off gross, but for these scenarios, we've been going off net. Net is what you get. Gross is what everybody brags about, but net's really what you get to play with. So we're taking their net income, and then we're just having a self-realization. We're starting to subtract all their expenses. The problem is mortgage people only know credit reporting stuff, but now we're tying in car insurance, food, utilities, church, other expenditures, holidays, all these things, and people go, whoa, wait a second, I'm in the red. I'm negative. And then you're taking the savings divided by how much they're negative, and then you're going, okay, this is how many months you have left until it's down to zero. And then all of a sudden, the light strikes and they're like, you know what? I got to do a cash off refinance. It's time I improve my credit. It's time I save money. I'm sick of borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. It's only going to last so long. And people all make minimum payments, Teresa. So rates just dropped. You're getting more savings or you're getting less cost and getting maybe more cash if you're doing a cash out refi. So utilize this. So I want you guys to make sure you utilize this weekend. I'm afraid they're going to raise these rates. We're going to lose all the gains we just got. I don't want you guys to lose out on savings. Here's Network Capital's number. They have low rates, fast turn times, a quick process to get you the cash today. Here's their number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
And you and I have been doing this show together for many years, and Network Capital, they don't take it lightly. They want to make sure that this show, that what they're doing, that their process is really saving people money. So a while back, they actually took a look at the hard, cold numbers, and they found, drum roll, please, that Network Capital was saving callers on average $762 a month. That's $9,144 a year. For folks listening or tuning in just for the first time, how did they come up with those numbers?
Well, I can tell you guys this. Okay, I have four results if we have time. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease. Okay, all of these are term reduction, meaning they trimmed fat off of the loan. So most of you are expecting the payments to not go down. They went up, but they got more bang for their buck. But these ones are term reduction, $1,064 savings, $962 a month, $834, $777 a month. So just because you're trimming fat doesn't mean your payment's going to go up. So right now, the average savings, these weren't for term reduction. This was just for people restarting the clock, doing a third year, cashing out and paying off debts, taking up to maybe $9,000 of cash in hand after they paid off the debts, under 720 credit, 30-year fixed, dialed 855 on radio, just like you get the chance to. Those people, those callers, those families, they save $762 a month. I'm seeing far greater because what's happened is you guys are racking up more debt. These credit card rates, wait till you hear how terrible this average rate is. You guys are going to be pissed. It's making you guys spend more. So what's happening is balances are going up. They're cutting your limits. So now you're hurting your credit scores. You're only paying the minimums. This thing drags on forever. It's chasing your tail. You're not really seeing any gains. So there's a cool strategy. Leverage the primary. Utilize the equity position. Pay off these debts. Enjoy your month off of payments. Enjoy that escrow refund. Fun check you get in the mail. There's a lot of resources you could use that money on, but ultimately it's about the benefit. The benefit's the savings, setting you up for future savings, but also gaining savings today. So it's the best of both worlds. Call and try on a cash out refinance for your family. You're probably going to be surprised when you see how much you can save. The number, it's 855 on radio. Keep in mind, I like Network Capital because of their efficiency. They have a process that can close in as little as 10 business days. Since they lend their own money, they don't have to charge you guys lender fees. Here's lender fees: origination, rate lock, admin fee, processing, underwriting, these silly fees everyone else is charging because they have less customers. We're eliminating these things. We want you guys to get savings today. You're going to be impressed. Call this number, 855 on radio.
They are standing by right now live, and mortgage bankers can answer any questions that you might have in real time at no cost. They are offering this during this show live and also after the show. So take down the number. It's 855 on radio, 855 on radio. And here's the time when people call that number the most, because I'm going to ask Sean to share some recent results from one of our listeners.
Okay, we're going to go with the least amount of monthly savings first. So as we dive deeper into the show, you're going to hear more monthly savings. So I told you the little sneak peek. These are all term reductions. I had a caller reach out and say, hey, love the show. You guys do a great job of showing benefit. People should do these. But you guys always tell us the 30-year. Like, there's some of us that don't need a refi right now, but if we're able to trim fat and pay less, like, we would probably be interested. So could you show us term reduction? So I wanted to make this week term reduction because I've been hitting you guys with term extension so hard. So most of you guys, just so you know, this part is going to be for the people that can afford it easily. Like, they're not struggling right now. The 30-year fix is kind of the way of the land right now. It's about 95% of the pipeline. But let me show you this one. 30-year fix down to a 10-year fixed, got an escrow refund, next better payments in February, closed in 18 business days, cashed out and paid off the $21,000 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off a vehicle where the balance was over $23,000, and then they wanted almost $25,300 and some change for cash on hand. So they had 308 payments left on their mortgage. Let's just call it 25 years. It's 8 months past. But now they're down to a 10 years, so they trimmed 188 payments of fat off of this loan. That's 188 less checks they have to write. That's almost 16 years of fat they trim. Meanwhile, they're saving $777 a month. That tells you how bad those credit card rates were. They save, if they do it for a year, $9,324. Let's say rates don't drop anytime soon. In 2 years, that's $18,600. In 5 years, that's $46,000 while we wait on the low rates. So there's a lot of benefit, a lot of meat on the bone. I want you guys to call in. Let us tell you the best programs by our belief, but ultimately you make the final call. So if there's a certain payment you guys know you want to get to, call in, tell them, let's get rid of the debt, let's improve your credit, let's set you up for savings today and savings tomorrow. Here's your chance. 855 on radio. The company's called Network Capital. Their accolades are one of the number one ranked lenders on nerdwallet.com in 2018, and here's your chance to speak to them. 855 on radio.
You mentioned Network Capital is a direct lender. Can you define that and talk about why you feel that's beneficial?
Oh, it's a huge advantage in the mortgage business. Like, let's use the Super Bowl. It's a huge weekend. A lot of sports fans are going to be focused and distracted on the big game. Like, you got the biggest UFC match this weekend. You got the Super Bowl, the Eagles and the Chiefs. So let's tie it into the sports. You guys know I love this stuff. Plus, we're on WCBS, 880 AM radio. Tons of Eagle fans. I see the 215 area code popping in, but when it comes to getting my best bang for my buck on Eagles merch, I'm hitting up Jeffrey Lurie. If I want the best bang for my buck on Chiefs merch, I contact Clark Hunt. These are the owners of the two franchises. So let's put it into context for mortgage. If I want amongst the lowest rates, amongst the fastest turn times, if I want great availability and impressive communication, I go direct. And for these reasons, I believe Network Capital's worth your time for a phone call at 855 on radio. When you want the best bang for your buck, contact Network Capital, 855 on radio.
When we come back, we are going to share a testimonial from Robert out in Ohio. I just love his story. I think a lot of you will relate, and I can't wait to share the details. Stay with us. Sean and I are going to be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser. I am back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. And, of course, the big news around here, Network Capital ran the numbers, and they found that callers are saving an average of $762 a month. And, of course, mortgage bankers are standing by right now, live to answer any questions you might have if you are interested. A lot of us, our mortgage is on auto debit, and frankly, we don't even know what interest rate we're paying. And many of us have credit card debt, and we don't know what interest rate that is. And Sean, what you've been a fan of doing since I've known you, and especially now because interest rates on credit cards are so high and so many Americans are in debt, but you've long been a fan of helping families get out of credit card debt by refinancing, leaving them with better credit, just eliminating all that debt so they have one payment, the car debt, the credit card debt, student loan debt, getting rid of all the higher interest rate debt. And you've had so many incredible results that we've shared year after year, much like the one you shared earlier in the show. And of course, you have a few more to share. But before we get to that, let's just talk briefly about some news in the credit card world. And we've talked about this before. We touched on it earlier in the show. LendingTree.com posted a story. Average credit card interest rate in America today. I'm scared. I'm scared to know.
Yeah, it's brutal. I can't believe people are comfortable with this. I'm not a credit guy. Like, okay, I love credit scores. I love helping people build their credit. But I'm not a big credit card swiper. Again, you guys heard my story. I'm from West Virginia. Our family buried the money in the backyard. We didn't really utilize banks. If you had the money in your pocket, feel free to buy it. But we didn't really live off the plastic. So we're different. I know the rest of the world, you guys love the swipe. It's swipe season. But at the end of the day, I don't think you truly understand what making minimum payments can do. So I really want you guys to go Google what happens when you make the minimums. You're going to be pissed. You're going to stop doing it. But one of the main perks is becoming a homeowner. They always talk about the American dream and gaining equity and all this, but you can really use your home for a lot of cool techniques. One of the techniques I like is taking the difference between what you owe and what the home is worth, maybe increasing a little bit on what you owe on the home, but taking the difference from the new loan amount and the old loan amount and getting that difference in form of cash. Take that cash to pay off the debts. You unload these debts, but not close these debts. I want you guys to pay these down to zero, get rid of that terrible interest rate and that terrible payment, keep the available line of credit open so you build some credit. Now, the average credit card interest rate in America today, I did the report as of Thursday, so I haven't checked it on Friday or today, but when I put this together on Thursday, it was 22.4%, okay? So I think when I started Mortgage Radio, it was 17%, so we're up 5%, and I've only done 397 episodes, so it hasn't been too long, but that went up 5% in that short time span. It's the highest since LendingTree began tracking rates monthly in 2019. Now, every month, LendingTree reviews about 200 of the most popular credit cards in the United States from more than 50 issuers to comprehensively look at the state of credit card interest rates. And I can tell you guys, I'd rather have a mortgage rate of wherever they're at and whatever you qualify for than a 20-some percent interest rate on my credit cards. So most people listening right now, you have a good interest rate on your home. You're not dealing with home issues. The problem is the personal loans, the car notes, the other debts that you guys have that have a terrible interest rate. Most likely, it's the credit cards. They're probably maxed out. You're probably making minimums. You're spinning in circles and chasing your tail. So do this cool technique. Leverage the home, pay off the debts, improve your credit, save an alarming amount of money, leave your money that you currently have in the bank, and utilize the savings of today to get you afloat to the next low rate era. It's coming. It's just a matter of when. So I like this strategy much better than debt settlement, than damaging your credit and going bankruptcy, than borrowing from checking and savings and then having nothing later on. You're going to refinance again in the future in all scenarios, so you might as well save money leading up to that period than shelling out too much than you need to. Call our friends. We'll give you the advice to which program makes the most sense. I think you're going to like what you hear when you hear no lender fees, a quick close, month off mortgage, escrow, refund, and wow, what better time of year to do it? The number to kickstart the party, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Okay, I'm so glad you shared all of that because Robert out in Hamilton, Ohio, I think may have been carrying around a little bit of debt. He was referred by a listener to the Mortgage Radio show in New York City, listening to a show on WCBS. As you're thinking, Hamilton, Ohio, we're not on there last time I checked. Of course, Sean's been there because fun fact about Sean, he played all the sports, but basketball in West Virginia, I think you get on the team bus and you drive out to Hamilton, Ohio, and you hope you make it home. But Robert in Hamilton, he did make it home. He's in his home. He's refinanced his home. He was so happy with the process that he posted a review. It is up on the Consumer Affairs website. And we always share reviews. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews. Just let that sink in. That is a lot of good reviews for a mortgage company. And Roberts is, I love it because he was in a little bit of debt, which we'll get to, which we've talked about. But also, he's a technophobe and doesn't love paperwork. And I look, that's me. That's most of us. I'm terrible at paperwork. It makes me have a headache in my eyeballs. I know that sounds weird, but I just can't deal with it. And I think, oh, if I was listening to the show at home, I would like the idea. I would like, okay, mortgage rates fell for 4 weeks in a row. Especially if I had credit card debt. Oh my gosh, average savings, $762 a month. But I would dread, one, a bunch of phone calls. Two, dealing with paperwork. And three, I would be concerned that I'm not that great technically. So Robert had all those concerns, and here's what he had to say in his review. An outstanding refinance experience was his headline. He writes, I recently experienced an online home loan refinance with Network Capital Funding. I was very nervous about the process since my technical skills are very limited. Gabriel Flores and Jennifer Garcia immediately put me at ease and made the process easy for me. They were there every step of the way and were extremely patient with all my questions about the documents that I needed and the best way to forward those documents to them. They made me feel comfortable with the entire process from start to finish. I would definitely recommend both of these employees of Network Capital Funding to my family and friends. Well, thank you, Robert, because now you've recommended Jennifer Garcia and Gabriel Flores to not just your family and friends, but to all of our listeners who've been with us. I know that Gabe and Jen are so very thankful. So thanks for posting this. And I don't know his whole story, but I noticed a couple of your little notes, and I want to talk about the backstory here, because like many people, he was carrying around a little bit of debt and wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. What was good about this one was the referral. Like, I wish we could find a way to tap in. We're not allowed to hook people up with stuff. It's so silly in our business. It's the one thing we need to fix. But it would be really cool to reach out to that referee and hook them up with something. Like, they deserve it. They found us a veteran that was not in a VA loan. That's a problem. Like, guys, if you know someone that's a veteran, I know it's not every single person listening. So if you know a veteran in your life, one, have their back, you know, always check in on them. And two, they might not even be in a VA loan because the last lender wasn't good at them, so they put them in conventional, and it's like putting, you know, your child in your dad's suit. Like, they're not going to fit. It's not going to fit right. Same with the loan. The benefits of the VA loan is right for a veteran. So what we did in this scenario, we cashed out $48,000 to pay off his entire debt load, everything that showed up on there. It saved him $553 a month, $6,636 a year. Also cashed out an additional $6,000 for cash on hand. The strategy is to enjoy the month off the mortgage and escrow refund the pocket during the holidays, converted them from conventional to VA. Then we're going to streamline this in 7 months down a minimum of 0.5%. No cost, no appraisal, no reason the customer's ever going to tell us no. So this is what's up. This is what's out there. I like saving money, putting them in the right loan, building the situation for future savings, because a lot of you, this is a cool technique. Like, this is definitely a temporary step in the market, okay? This isn't going to last forever. I want you guys saving money as we kind of wait this storm out. The storm's not going to last long. Treat it like a Miami storm. These things are blowing by quick. So, but I want you to save it. Let's not wait. Let's do it today. I would feel horrible if I let you guys take worse pricing than what I could offer you today. That's why we're pushing you to call this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Let's talk briefly about the 2022 home improvement report from NerdWallet. Anything interesting?
Well, yeah, I'm going to probably use this a couple of times over the next couple of weeks, because they break down what percent used credit card, what percent did a personal loan, what percent did a cash out refi. It's actually pretty cool, but American homeowners spent more than $500 billion on home improvement projects in the recent years. But think about this. I like this dream scenario where you could pay less per month and still get the cash to upgrade the home. It's happening across the board. People are finding out it's doable. It's fun. It's rewarding. Now you have the dream home you always wanted, and you're saving money. Come on, you guys. You know you're down with that deal. Here's the number. 855 on radio. We'll dive deeper into that story in the future, but here's the number for home improvements. 855 on radio.
When we come back, my favorite part of the show, more results from listeners like you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser. I am back with my co-host and mortgage expert, Sean Metter. I am so excited. It's my favorite part of the show when you share recent results, so I know you've got a good one.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch here, Teresa. So I hit you with $777 in savings. So I think we probably got time for two more. So I'm going to save the Big Daddy for next week. Let's go $834 in savings. So let's rewind the clock. Let me tell you how I got this customer who listens to us in New York City, New York, WCBS 880 AM radio, which, hey, shout out to the people over behind the scenes and WCBS. You guys don't realize how good of customers are getting us right now. It seems like New Jersey, New York, like Philadelphia, like Bucks County's been blowing us up. You're even trickling into people in Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware. It's doing a great job. So shout out to you guys. Like, it means the world to help a new market. And then for this caller, they dialed 855 on radio. The goal was go from a 30-year fix down to a 15-year fix. So the next better payment's not until February, closed in 14 business days. They achieved the escrow refund. I mean, that's cash money. Okay, like everyone gets a different number. It depends on what you guys got. But for this family, that's money they could put, I don't know, maybe into a stock account, maybe do a home improvement. There's always stuff that we have a need for, but you don't maybe want to utilize the cash. Well, this is extra, so put it to good use. Cashed out and paid off $58,000 in credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off a little over $40,000 on a vehicle, and then almost $22,000 in cash to do some investing. So with all those ideas, they trimmed 10.3 years of fat off of this, 124 payments. By doing the debt elimination, they got a fresh start, they got a credit enhancer, they trimmed fat and still saved $834 a month. So hold up here. You mean to tell me I could pay less payments? Okay, you could trim my fat off of my loan. When I write the check, it's a smaller number, and more of that check goes to principal than interest. Like, you captured my attention with that. So this family is able to have less steps, less checks. They could save $10,008 in the first year, $20,000 by the second year. If we're in this mess for 5 years, well, they didn't borrow from savings. They saved $50,000 leading up to that period. So, guys, there's a lot of meat on the bone. There's a lot of ways to save money. There's no such thing is a bad call. I would recommend letting us verify credit, letting us structure out benefit, let us showcase what our programs with no lender fees and quick turn times can do for your family. You're probably going to be surprised. I love helping you guys save money now and for the future. So call in, test the waters. I hope you save more than our average number, but this family, they got the trifecta: lower rate, lower payment, shorter term, cash in hand to do some investing. That's benefit. That's what I wish for all of you guys. Here's your chance to light up the phones. The number 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
I love that result, and I also love a result from this couple in Georgetown, Texas. They heard us out of Houston on KTRH 740 AM radio, and they became one of over 5,000 customers to post a 5-star review online. And theirs was so sweet, Sean, because they're newlyweds, and this is their first home purchase. How did they hear about Network Capital? From mom and dad. Here's their review. And again, you can find these wherever you find reviews online: Yelp, TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau. And I'm going to share this one. My mom and dad have used Network Capital for more than 10 transactions over many years. No surprise, when my husband and I were looking to purchase our first married home, we turned to them. The experience was calm, organized, and quick. Our mortgage banker, Justin P. Johnson, is always readily available. He kept in close contact with us and helped with each step. Super organized. Just an all-around great guy. I was impressed enough to recommend his services to three of my realtor friends for their clients. Sarah Beal, our loan processor, is very knowledgeable. She dealt a lot with our crazy money questions, LOL, always with a sweet, calming demeanor. Justin and Sarah are a top-notch team. Scott and I highly recommend them and look forward to a long relationship. Well, thank you so, so much. Thanking this young couple on behalf of Justin and Sarah. They really appreciate it. And I'm so curious about their situation. I'm sure it's really overwhelming buying that first home with the new new marriage.
I agree on that. I love first-time home buyers. Like, okay, like, I don't want to act, you know, a little odd here and tell you guys that certain files mean more, but they do. Like, when you can get somebody in that home that first time, you definitely leave that office feeling a little more prideful and pumped that you're doing a good service, because they're so pumped. When they actually call you back, they're all situated, and you get that family photo of them outside the house, you know, it just means the world. It gives you extra wind in your sail to show up every day and do the daily grind that us mortgage people do. But this one was great because the other lender was the realtor's people. So a lot of times you're working when you go to buy a home, the realtor gets incentives to kind of route you to their lender.
And
most of the time it's not the best for you. It's actually the best for the realtor. So in this scenario, the other lender wasn't even calculating their income correctly. It wasn't the easiest income calculation, I'll be honest. So they weren't really getting approved. So we restructured the loan, got it to approve. They bought their first dream home. We even offered a lower interest rate than the market to get the debt to income under 45% to avoid additional assets that they didn't have. So we wanted to use the assets for the down payment. If we would have let it go over 45%, they might not have qualified. So this was all about strategy. It was about, you know, the parents have done the loan with us. They use us a lot in the past. So it was overly easy once we had the family support. So you guys, if you're trying to buy a home, I like no lender fees. That means less brought to closing. I like Network Capital because maybe you want your offer to stand out. You don't want to do a 30, 45 day close. You want to do a 15, 22 day close. We can accomplish that task. We're seeing purchases with no home appraisal. Like, whoa, I would never thought that was going to happen in the business I'm in, especially when I started in 05, but it's shockingly available. Now, for the bank, that's awesome. If I'm the homeowner, I still want the appraisal. I still want to make sure it's worth what it is, but I think this is a great time to buy the homes. You're having less competition, especially East Coast. I buy and flip homes. I can tell you guys confidently, there's less traffic right now, and we're not getting above asking offers like we used to. People are actually getting in, and they're shocked that they're not as rushed. So if you're looking to buy a home, it's a great time. Rates just dropped. It gave you a little bit of wind in your sail. And I think if you've been told no, maybe these new lower rates turn in declined refinances to now approved. It might allow you to qualify for a bigger, better home. Maybe you didn't have the dream home. You had to settle. I'll never use the word settle. I don't want to settle in life, and I don't want to settle on a home. So I can tell you guys, there's a lot you could do with these new lower rates. We've had four great weeks in a row. Call to find out what those lower rates can do for your situation. Here's your number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, what if somebody just did it and they're hearing that rates dropped for the past 4 weeks? How soon is too soon to redo it?
What a blessing. Even if you did it with another lender, I'm pumped for you. You got the savings. You improved your credit. You unloaded the debt. You timed it pretty well. You started to save. But guess what? As long as it's been 30 days since you funded with the other lender, we're allowed to come in and undercut their interest rate. A lot of times, if it has fees, you're not going to do it. It wouldn't make sense. So the savings has to outweigh the cost and the effort. So I recommend, if you just did a refinance, you now probably have good credit. You now probably have less debt. You don't have title issues. You have your documents already probably in the email because you can just hit forward. So you have your goals in line. It's actually quite easy to help you shed the weight because you're already in the business. You already taste the benefit. The longer you get into a loan, the more payments you make, the more invested you are in the home, the less likely you want to go back and restart the clock. It's great when you've only made one payment. We'll just undercut the rate, get you savings. It might not be thousands, you guys. It might be little savings, but if the savings outweighs the cost and the effort, especially with our no lender fees and quick turn times, you're probably going to be pumped with how easy it is. And then we could keep redoing it every time we see feds are going to reduce rates. At some point, they're going to stop raising these things. They're going to give us a little bit of glimmer of hope with rate reductions. It's coming. So I'm trying to set you guys up to attack the market for those periods. Think down the road. Don't just think tomorrow. Here's Network Capital's number. They're standing by. Guys like Justin, people like Sarah behind the scenes. That's a combo. Like, hey, that's a winning combination. If you guys get that, you're definitely five-star reviewing us. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
And just a quick reminder that mortgage bankers like Justin are standing by right now live to answer your questions at no cost. They can specifically take a look at your situation, have a chat with you, and see if they can help. The call costs you nothing. Here is the number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. I'm curious from your experience on the ground and the calls that have come in throughout our show today, what products are popular? Are you seeing FHAs, VAs? What are you seeing?
Well, the mortgage radio usually gets 800 credit scores. We usually get the people that can qualify anywhere, but most of the people non-mortgage radio, let's say call center, our website, online applications, it's FHA. Most people right now, if you're a 580 credit score to like 699, you're dominating the market with FHA. Conventional is not the best program for that kind of scenario, but these are case by case. So call in the 855 on radio. Let's figure out, is conventional better? FHA, VA, Home Ready, Home Possible, Refi Now, Refi Possible, Non-QM. So many programs, so many things to distract the customer. Let us showcase benefit. We'll tell you what's the best one for now and years to come. Be as honest as you can about your goals, what you're looking to do, how long you want to stay in the home. These things matter. Network Capital standing by for action at 855 on radio.
When we come back, we're talking paperwork. That's right, you dread it, as well you should, but they have found a few ways around it. Stay with us. Sean and I will be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Let's remind the people, average savings for folks who call in during and after our show to 855 on radio.
So during the pandemic, 2020, 2021, the average savings during the lowest rate era in history, I think it was like 550. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm trying to dig into the old brain. I thought it was around 550. It's skyrocketed. It's 762 now. We all know rates aren't as good as it was in the last 2 years. They're still great. They're still able to save money. You're still able to get benefit. And the reason why the average savings has gone up so much is because credit card average rates, we said earlier, was like 20-some percent. It's not a good idea to have your maxed out credit cards and just crushing your credit score. So average savings for mortgage radio callers was $762 a month. That's $9,144 a year. Since we ran the numbers, rates have gone up on credit card debts. Rates have gone down on mortgages. So this number can get even greater if we do it for the whole 2022. But go into this thinking the average for you guys, like if three of you guys call, I think if we did the math, you're going to be saving close to $1,000 a month. So you have so much debt. There's ways to get out of this. Let's utilize the times that we're in. Rates just dropped 4 consecutive weeks. It's been the best 2 weeks since 2008. We had 1 week that dropped so much. It was the best week in over 40 years. Call into this number. Network Capital standing by. All calls are welcome to this phone number, 855 on radio.
Sebastian called that number. He was referred by someone listening to our show in Miami on WIOD. He went on to become one of the over 5,000 people to post a 5-star review online. I'm laughing because it is very difficult to get one 5-star review if you're a mortgage company, and Network Capital has over 5,000. Hop online to read those reviews, and of course, we always share them with you, a few of them each week on the show. I'm going to give you the number because when you hear this review, you're going to want to call it. It's 855 on radio. Sebastian writes, amazing company to work with for a VA loan. They got me closed within a month and even with conditional approval for repairs I needed before we could close. Ryan Barrientos worked with me and made everything smooth. He was super helpful on all the questions I had, and communication was above my expectations, which is part of the reason I went with Network Capital instead of another lender. Well, we're glad you did. Thank you so much, Sebastian. Ryan appreciates it. And of course, Network Capital is proud to have been working with veterans doing VA loans since the very beginning. I know it's one of your specialties, and yet so many veterans come to do a refi, and they're not even in a VA loan. Do you know the story with Sebastian?
Yeah, absolutely I do. And when I started at Network Capital in 2012, I can even admit, at our company, we weren't the best at VA either. So my first couple months at Network Capital, I was doing mostly conventional and FHA. We were really testing and perfecting the VA program before we rolled it out. We didn't want to let these guys down. So there's a lot of lenders that don't want to do VA. The truth is, and hopefully this offends no veteran out there, it's just there's a lot more layers we have to do. It's great for you guys. It's just the lender had to do so much more when they could have just gone conventional and taken the easy route. But last I checked, it's not about us. It's about you guys. So what I love is whenever a veteran doesn't have VA, we switch them into it and they find out, wait, I could save that much. My payment is that low. My rate is this low. And I could keep doing this streamline idea. So like for veterans right now, they could cash out, pay off debts, save an alarming amount of money, and then just streamline. We're forced to do a 0.5% rate drop the next time you want to do this. No appraisal, no proof of income, quick close. You just basically need to be you and still make your payments. It's so simple. So this caller, we cashed out and paid off $62,000 in debt. It saves $442 a month for CBAS, $5,304 per year. They also pulled out $33,000 for home improvements. So think about this. They got improved credit, monthly savings, cash to upgrade the home. That's the real benefit. The goal was to repair the credit, circle back in 7 months, and do the free rate drop that I was telling you guys to get even more savings. So again, reach out to everyone you know that's a veteran. If they had military experience, we want to work with them. They've done so much for us. It's time we return the favor. So if you guys know any veteran, get us access to these people. I know we dominate this product. This is our wheelhouse. You're putting the ball on the tee. I'm going Aaron Judge over the fence, hitting bombs when it comes to veterans. They're the easiest. They're the most fun. They're the most rewarding. They care so much. And they're fun. They have such good stories. You guys would choose to work with the veterans, too. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Yes, I love what you said. I agree. And, of course, any military personnel should be home. So thank you for saying that. And thank you for all that you've done and do over the years to help veterans with their loans. That is just one of the many reasons that Network Capital stands out, and they've been in business as long as they have. What else can you tell people about Network Capital? Because I would think, oh, people might be trepidatious hearing about a mortgage company on the radio. They might think, oh, this is unusual. But there are a lot of things to know about Network Capital that I think put people's minds at ease.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we bring the show to you on the weekend because the markets froze. Monday through Friday, the show would fail because the market's ever-changing. Now, some of the reasons I like Network Capital is because of the training. They do such a great job from the top. It's built for tough from the top down. They're program master. And at the end of the day, it's all about the service, the speed, the communication, the accuracy of the information. I believe they got the right situation for the masses. Now, keep this in mind. We can only do loans that have net tangible benefit. That's such a blessing. It's not the wild, wild west where if we can close you, the deal can go through. I like that they're a lifestyle brand. I also like that they're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. They have plenty of top 200 mortgage bankers. They have 38 people in the top 1% in Mortgage Executive Magazine, top 30 financial service company in the nation, over 5,000 five-star reviews. They have an office in Brickell in Miami, an office in the World Trade Center there with a great view of the Statue of Liberty in New York City. I think it's in Manhattan, actually. On top of that, I really like Network Capital because of the process. I mean, they got the three P's that Marcus Lemonis talks about. They got the product, they got the price, and they got the people. Like, what else do you need? They got amongst the lowest rates in the business, amongst the fastest turn times, and they're willing to redo these loans as much as it takes to get you down to those low rates. Utilize Network Capital. I believe in them for fixed loans. Like, okay, guys, I'm not bragging about their adjustables. I'm not bragging about their $5 million loans and up. I think if you have a $150,000 loan to about $1 million, that is our dominant. We crushed that wheelhouse. So if you're between $150 and $1 million, I really think that we're the ultimate outfit. I mean, there's a lot of good options out there, but people choose us because of efficiency, accuracy. We're structured, organized, calculated. For those reasons, we're worth the phone call. Try this number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Who's the top five this week? I'm assuming there's some repeats from last week.
There is, but there's been some shakeups. I mean, we've been turning a lot of loans. Like, okay, I'd say the last 2 weeks, more than maybe the last three, we have seen a spike in applications, disclosures, submissions, fundings, reviews. Everybody's getting in on the action. Anytime rates drop, people, like, fly to the phone lines of 855 on radio. So we had a shakeup. Number one, Andrew Rosales, new name at the top of the board. Number two, usual suspect, Paul Madrazo. Number three, Christopher Ramirez Gaskins. Number four, Justin P. Johnson. I like that name. We always go, oh, Justin P. Johnson, you see? So we always have fun with him on his name. And then Justin Bowler, former actor. The guy's voice will light you up. Like, people always talk, they either love or hate the voice that I got, but Bowler crushes it. Like, Justin Bowler, this should be the voice of the company, you guys. Wait till you get Bowler on the phone. You'll fall in love. He's a great man, great dad, phenomenal human being. So I think we got a strong top five. I can't wait to see. I mean, just so you know, by we get to Monday, Teresa, this won't be the top five. So many calls will come in today and tomorrow that people are going to do the loans, and then you're going to see most of these names shift because they're going to get deals from this show. People will agree before the show ends. They'll already be lock requested. We do same-day underwrite. Okay, this doesn't mean a lot to the customer, but mortgage professionals will hate that I'm telling you guys this. We underwrite our loans the same day we turn it in. If they don't do this within 24 hours, there's a problem. We assign the processor within 24 hours. We can have the loan done within 24 hours. Then we have to wait to set the signing based off the laws of your state. So Network Capital is fast and easy. They're efficient, and they're standing by for action for you and some from information. Most of you are searching to figure out if right now is the right time, so you need information. We have it. We're down to provide it at this number. 855 on radio.
Do we have time for one last result?
You know what? I think we do. I'm fast. I'll talk quick. All right. Here's a 962 a month. This is a listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, KFI, Los Angeles, California. 30-year fixed down to 15-year fixed. Trimmed 109 payments. Fresh start, credit enhancer, escrow refund achieved. Next better payment, April. Closed in 19 business days. Cashed out and paid off almost $69,000 in credit cards and collections. Cashed out $47,000 for investments and cash on hand. Meanwhile, they save $11,544 in the first year. If we're in this mess for 2 years, it's $23,000. Keep in mind, think if you could trim the term, meaning pay less months, but still pay less on the check. I'm down for that deal. This can quite easily be a common for you guys if you call this number. Let us find, should we do term reduction, term extension? Should we pay off debt? Should we do home improvements and pay less? There's a lot of ideas, a lot of opportunity. I don't want you guys missing out on this while rates just dropped the last 4 weeks. Unfortunately, they're probably going to go up next week. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Okay, I'm going to ask this before we go because a lot of people might be wondering how fast they can get cash if they start the refi process now.
Well, basically, by the time the Super Bowl hangover has already been cured, you can have the cash. You call today, expect the cash before the month's done. You could kick your feet up, enjoy the ride. It's going to happen very quick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you for saying that. 855 on radio is that number. I'm Teresa Strasser for Sean Metter. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back next week.